Amid lots of cheering, President Trump and other officials broke ground yesterday on Foxconn's massive factory in Racine County. Then the festivities moved to Foxconn's showroom and office complex near I-94 and Highway 20. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, Trump both praised Foxconn for its investment in the state and continued putting pressure on another company, Harley Davidson.
Thousands of Foxconn employees, along with local business leaders, packed into a huge hangar-like room to hear President Trump speak. The tune Hail to the Chief played as he took the stage. Trump marveled at how far things have come since he first started negotiating with Foxconn execs last year to bring the LCD screen factory to the U.S.
18 months ago, this was a field, and now it's one of the most advanced places of any kind you'll see anywhere in the world. It's incredible.
Trump predicted the plant will be a success for Foxconn in the state. He repeated the company's promise to create up to 13,000 jobs.
This is one of the largest plants in the world. And when you think in terms of 20 million feet, if you build in Manhattan a million-foot building, that's a very big building. It'll get much bigger.
Trump also praised Republican Governor Scott Walker, who pushed for $3 billion in state tax incentives to lure Foxconn. Local governments offered more than $1 billion. After Trump dispensed with the accolades, he moved on to the topic of trade and tariffs. He says he's trying to level the playing field for U.S. businesses. He also chastised Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson. It announced this week that it would move some production overseas to avoid retaliatory tariffs from the European Union.
Harley Davidson, please build those beautiful motorcycles in the USA, please, okay? Don't get cute with us. Don't get cute.
Trump has been tweeting this week that Harley's announcement could spell the beginning of the end of the company. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who attended the Foxconn ceremony, says he thinks Harley will stay put.
So I'm focusing on the positive. I prefer to use more of a carrot than a stick. The reason that Harley is here is because we have a fantastic workforce. We have a really good tax code.
And I'm Voss said this week he might be open to considering tax breaks to keep Harley-Davidson jobs in Wisconsin. In another development, Thursday, reports surfaced that Foxconn's plant in Mount Pleasant will be much smaller than the company originally said. It's because of a supply and transportation issue with the thin sheets of glass that Foxconn uses to build its LCD screens. Republican State Representative John Jagler of Watertown says he's not too concerned about the news.
They will get the incentive grants as they grow. So as they grow, then the money will be doled out, but it's certainly clawbacks and protection for the taxpayers along the way. So if it's not what they say it'll be, then that'll be fine, but I'm optimistic it will be.
Foxconn issued a statement Thursday saying it remains committed to making a $10 billion investment in the Mount Pleasant factory complex, and the company reiterated its promise to create 13,000 jobs. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.